Hey, girl, hey.
Hello.
Going on?
I know, not much here.
Been a while.
I know. Like, it's been over a month, if not right at a month.
Has it really been a month?
I only think because I was listening to the last episode and it had like the date. It was like June 20th. And I was like, holy crap.
Oh, wow.
Like, over a month, I guess, almost 2 months.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh my God, episode 4.
Yes, ma'am.
Finally.
I know. Gotta, you know, keep the followers
I know.
Up to date with what's going on.
Definitely for a minute, I was like, oh man, were we one of those that we just did a
we
couple of
We fell off and we disappeared. No, you know, I think people understand. It's funny, I was thinking that to myself and I was just like, you know, you have to be so, like, not that you don't have to have a life, but if, like, those people that go in on podcasts hardcore, like, they always have a topic, they're always recording, like, you really have to make it a priority in order to really have time to just, like, sit down and just talk about stuff with whoever. Like, life happens, you know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, they'll understand the mini hiatus. I mean, we have other things going on, jobs, personal life, things to take care of.
I know. And it's like, I would find myself like, okay, let's do this. But then I don't know. And then I find myself overthinking. I'm like, oh, but it's all this work. I'm like, but it's really not.
I know. It's like, we could literally just chat about anything. And if you think about it, we pre-plan and we're like, all right, what's the topic, this and that, but we end up on the phone and there goes an hour. You know what I mean?
And it's like, wait, where did we start at?
Like, we didn't even intend for the hour to happen. Sorry that we chewed your ears off, but we really are passionate about what we talk about. If you think about it at the end of the day, I mean, that's why we created it in the first place. But yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, but here we are back, and hopefully, you know, we kind of get back into it and keep it up. But yeah, so I guess welcome back to the Lost Girls Hideout.
Episode 4, picking back up where we left off.
Yes, which, okay, so we did the social stigmas one. So I guess today we're going to hit on the paranormal and go back to our horror root.
Our basics and root and
where our true love, you know, resides. But yeah.
And it's in the spirit because Halloween is everywhere.
So. I know. It is. It's kind of crazy. I mean, I'm not against it, but it kind of, I mean, I'm not against it at all.
Over the years, they bring everything out like a month before, like a month prior to the month they did last time. So like last time it was August. Now shit started in July. Oh, next year it's going to be June. You might as well just leave all the Halloween stuff out. I mean, hey, I'm not fighting it. But I mean, technically it's not, you know, socially okay.
Yeah.
Halloween stuff out.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely don't fight it. But also living in Florida, like, you know, to Halloween, it's kind of like you kind of want to feel it. But it's freaking summer outside.
All the time. Yeah, no, it's true. I want the crisp air and the leaves changing and to be able to pull out like my first either cardigan or sweater and, you know, just feel the fall vibe. I don't know. But instead you go outside and you're like soaked in sweat and you can't wear your boots. It's
like, you literally can't even go. So bad.
But anyway, so yeah, paranormal. It's funny. My mother, and she'll probably listen to this. Shout out, Mom. I see
Hello.
You. I rubbed off on her, and I'm so proud. So literally, I'm like the black sheep of the family because of, I guess, you know, I'm just strange and unusual, and everyone else is just not. So I'm like, who am I? Like, who did I come out like? But there's sure enough, my mother has like the inner nerd in her, and now she is developing a love, I guess. I don't know so much as for the haunting, but she's actually visiting me next weekend, and she sends me a text, and she's like, hey, look up graveyard tours in New Orleans so we can do it. I'm like, wait, who are you? I didn't have to beg you to do this. I'm so proud.
Like, yes. That's awesome. That's so fun. Oh my God. I can only imagine what a New Orleans.
But she's so here. So I think there's like a different, there's different categories to paranormal believers. So that you have your people that like watch Paranormal Activity, the movies, and they're like, lame, like that doesn't exist, to the people that legitimately like hunt them day in and day out. I think I'm in the middle. I'm definitely a believer. I have my experiences that we can definitely talk about. And I just went ghost hunting in April for the first time ever. We used the EMF readers, which is pretty cool, and I can touch on that. So I think she just likes, like, the spook of it where you're, like, going at night and they tell stories. But I'm over here like, is there a spirit over there? Why is this spirit here? Like, where's the EMF reader? I want to know who's around me.
Yeah. Yeah, like she, yeah. The curiosity, I think, is what brings a lot of people to do, especially those kinds of tours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but definitely, yeah, I think I would find myself in the middle as well. I've definitely had an experience or two outside of, you know, going for doing all those hunts and stuff, because those mm-hmm. are my favorite. I mean, and even outside of the actual haunting itself, you just learn so much about, like, the history of that area.
Exactly. And that is what opened my, so I know you have way more cool stories and places you've been, you can share that. Mine is quick. I only did one, my first one. So it was downtown Orlando. And for those that have never been to Orlando, like, it's pretty historic, but it's not exactly like the St. Augustine or, you know, Savannah or anything like that. And so you have to really believe in order to be able to get into the history. But it was really cool because here I am growing up in Orlando and I actually didn't even know the history of the buildings or even the railroad or even just, you know, any of these things. And so we went and we all got handed an EMF reader. It was actually my birthday, which is pretty cool. And the first encounter, so it only happened when we went underneath, oh my gosh, it's a new bar and I don't even remember what it's called, but it's like a Mexican restaurant. And I guess in the back towards the kitchen, you go downstairs and it's what used to be, I guess, like a wine cellar or something. I don't know. It's bricks. They have not changed the structure at all. I'm sorry. I suck with dates. It dates back like way, way back. So they haven't changed anything at all. So of course, you know, you have your stories, and actually it's funny because when you do these tours, you actually learn of the spots that technically you have experienced haunts, but these places open to people. So apparently the bathroom in that building, the women's bathroom, is actually haunted. Like the water will start on its own. Flushing will happen when you're the only one there, you know, the flickering of the lights, you know, all this stuff. Like, and apparently it is an actual spirit that, and actually let me pause. So one of the things that I learned when I went on this tour in April, they were explaining how, like, because, you know, some people, they don't like dive into it and really research, so they're thinking like, oh my gosh, paranormal, we're haunted, it's all spooky, they're out to kill us, we're gonna die, possession. I think they confuse like demonic possession, exorcist type stuff with like spirits, just spirits. Everything. And it's not sometimes it's playful. So you have your playful one, and apparently that's the ghost that actually lives or that goes inhabits the women's restroom, and she just, like, she's playful apparently because she used to work for, I guess it was like, I don't know, it was some place back, I don't know if it was like the 1800s, 1900s, I don't remember how far back it dated, I'm terrible with that. But anyways, and they were explaining to us, and that's one of the things that opened my mind even more, because the experience that I had, I've had two experiences. It really wasn't evil. It wasn't, I didn't feel scared. I didn't feel like something was trying to come at me. It was just, I don't know. I'll explain it later on, like what I went through, and it could have just been, I don't know. But anyways, back to where, when we started at the place in downtown, she was explaining to us how, like, there's different spirits. Like, you know, you just have your territorial ones of, like, the ones that used to live there, and then you built on their land kind of thing. And then you have, you know, the ones that do have the unfinished business, or, you know, are or maybe you are into antiques and you bought something and it actually belonged to this person from that era, and that spirit, you know, holds it close to their heart, so they want to be where it's at, you know. And I think, I don't know if I talked to you, I think you might have taught me this, how spirits, was it like they attach to places, not people, or something?
I think
like that?
I guess there's different ones. I mean, from personal experience, I would say everything. They attach to things. They attach to people.
Just, I guess, depending on.
Like you said, there's different spirits, or there's different.
So, I was one of those ignorant people that was like, you know, ooh, they're coming back for unfinished business. I always thought any spirit was unfinished business. So if I was somewhere, I wasn't supposed to be there because they are there for a reason, and I'm the one that's troubling, you know, what's happening or whatever. But But it was cool. And it only, so it was like a 2-hour tour, I think it was. And there were a couple of spots. Unfortunately, I only got one activity. So they basically, you have your EMF readers individually. And then they had the flashlights that they showed us. And, you know, obviously people are like, oh, that's a trend. Yeah. Like, it's set up. But they will, like, shake it in front of you, remove if there's batteries, put them back in, you know, turn it off, turn it on fully. Like, they try to show you, you know, we are not going to tamper with this at all. This is truly just going to interact with whatever magnetic field is around us or however they read. And so they put it on the bar and then they'll ask their questions and nothing was happening. And then all of a sudden, like, so it was a group of us, I think it was like 10 of us, and the middle section, including mine, I was like, oh shit, the middle section, including mine, the EMF reader went off. Like, it was crazy, like, hit maximum. And I was like, and so she's like, okay, they're here, we're here, we see you. And then, you know, so she started asking the questions to try to get to know, like, why the spirits are, you know, in that cellar, and try to get to know, like, the story or the history. And so the green light, so actually the EMF readers were going off, and then she was like, if you can, just let us know you're here, come closer to the light and turn on this light. And so we're waiting. And then sure enough, from my EMF reader, it goes to the people two down, like, it was going closer to the light, and it starts going crazy. Mine starts to dip down. And she's like, yeah. And so I, like, in that moment, you know, because I do believe, but I've never had that experience, right? And so naturally, I feel like people just want to be like, oh, that's not happening, there's no way. But at the same time, it's like,
I no, see it.
Like, you can read energy. Like, I'm like, no one's tampering with anything. There's no cameras. This isn't, like, punked. Like, these are people that are genuinely putting these devices out that literally just read the energy. And you can't, like, change answers around, and you can't, like, set it up a certain way. Like, we would be the ones that would, you know, she'd be like, all right, what do you want to ask? Like, that's not, you can't script that. Like, if she would have, like, remained the one asking the questions and doing everything, then you're like, oh, okay, like, is this a real tour? But it was very interactive. Yeah. Like, we're the ones who ask the questions if we want to know. So she was like, you know, we're not here to hurt you, know, all this stuff. And then she's like, just make yourself known, we want to just, like, talk to you a little bit. And then so the flashlight turns green and it turns on, and I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. So this is happening. So she starts asking questions, and she's like, okay, first, like, are you a female, are you a male, step away from the light if you're a male, step closer to the light if you're female. So when she said, I'll break down the question, she's like, if you're a male, step away from the light, and the light dimmed down. And she's like, so are you a female, step closer, and it got brighter again. And so we're like, okay, so it's a female. So then, you know, she's like, oh, what do you guys want to ask? So someone was like, you know, did you die here? So, like, they'll break down the questions, and then the light would, like, go on off. So I forgot what question it was, but, like, she's like, oh, we must have bothered her, because I think they asked something like, you know, oh, well, why didn't such and such happen? And the light completely turned off. And so she was just like, you know, oh, they, you know, the spirit probably, you know, didn't want to answer that question, whatever. So, like, that to me was my first, like, hunting experience. And then the rest of the night, unfortunately, it was, like, light activity. Like, it wasn't heavy energy. Like, the EMF reader didn't truly go off. It only kind of went, like, midway to yellow when we were, like, in historic ones. But it was interesting anyways, because I learned stories from some of those buildings and, like, actual people who have experienced things. Like, one of them is the railroad that's down there. I guess the conductor or somebody, it used to be, like, the train station back in the day. And they showed us, and I think now it's, like, on top of, like, oh, my gosh, I don't know the names. It's not Wall Street. It's not Church Street either. We started on Church Street, but it's not. What's the name? I don't know. But anyway, so she was telling us how in the building above, which underneath they made it into a nightclub, they say from time to time you can see him in the window still posted up, like, getting ready for work, because he used to live on top. You know, he would go to his shift, work the railroad or whatever, and then, like, he used to live there. And they're like, you know, people have seen time to time this guy dressed as a conductor blah, 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 all this stuff. And, you know, just hearing those stories, like, it's so intriguing and it's so cool. That was my first experience with, like, the hunting. As far as, like, an actual experience that happened to me, what was strange to me is we are the ones, not me, but my parents built our home from scratch. So it's not like there was history, unless there was history on that land. And actually, going back to downtown Orlando, she had said that one of those corner stores that we were at, the spirits there were actual, like, territorial ones, to where, like, they, like, buried the bodies and then someone took over and, like, built over it. Like, it was their tribe and it was their home kind of thing. So they're a little bit more, like, on the angry side. And, like, people have seen, since they built a building there, like, the people that work there in that office actually have gone through paranormal experiences, like, you know, whether it's the stapler just, like, falling off the desk, or, you know, papers being rattled, or things like that are actually happening in downtown Orlando. So it was really cool to, like, hear the stories and stuff like that. But anyways, so mine was at my house, my first one. And it was when I was older. I think it was, like, maybe early college years, possibly. 20s, early 20s. And I was in my room. And I was, like, in and out of sleep. But I got to the point where, like, you can lightly be woken up, but you're sleeping, but you're not really in a deep sleep. And I thought I heard my mom calling me, because I heard Nicole. And I fully opened my eyes. And I was like, ugh. On, like, calling me, whatever, this and that. So I literally get up and I peek my head out the window, or the door, and all the lights are off and, like, no one's out there. And I'm like, okay, maybe she didn't call me. Maybe I just have my mom's voice in the back of my head, so she's always yelling at me. Like, it's not that. So I lay back down and I, like, hear Nicole again. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I knew that I heard something. So I open the door again and nothing. And this time I go further out and I'm like, mom, I'm like, mommy. And I'm just like, really? So I, like, walk over to her room and she's literally in bed, passed out. I'm like, all right, I'm hearing shit. So I'm gonna just go to sleep and ignore it. So I literally hear, when I lay back down, I hear what sounds like, like, you know, if you live, like, two-story and you hear someone walking upstairs, like, footsteps, not, like, heavy footsteps right there, but, like, just, like, someone's walking. So I hear that. And I'm like, I knew it. She's awake. I know I'm not going crazy, because I fully heard it. Like, it was a sound. Like, it happened. It was happening. Someone was walking. And I was like, I knew I wasn't going crazy. And sure enough, I go out again and lights are all off. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, all right, I'm done. Like, obviously this is something that's happening. And, you know, I'm just going to leave it alone. I didn't feel scared. I really didn't. But I did start to question my sanity, because I'm like, all right, am I hearing things? Like, what's happening? Like, there's no stories. We didn't have any deaths at that time in the family, friends, like, nothing. So then the second time that I went through something at my house, this one was even creepier. And that's when I officially just, like, accepted the fact that there was a spirit at the house. And whether it always only came out at me, I don't know. My mom and my grandma have stories too. I don't know if it's at that house. But this one is when I was like, all right, either this, like, spirit is, like, messing with me and thinks it's funny, or I don't know. But I was alone and I was in the shower. And I had the radio on, or not the radio, but, like, my phone and the speaker, and the volume kept going down. And I'm like, all right, is it broken? Like, am I pinching something? Why is it going down? So I would keep peeking my head out of the shower. I'll put the volume back up, keep showering, volume would go down. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, is this a glitch? Like, what the hell is happening? So I, for the third time, I'm like, all right, I'm fighting this because I want to listen to my music. So I put the music up. And then when I put it back up, the towel drops to the floor out of nowhere. And I'm like, all right, someone's pissed off that I'm playing music. I literally turn it off. At that point, I was kind of spooked because, like, I mean, shit, I don't know. Like, is it the air? There's no vent in the bathroom other than turning on the fan. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, all right, you know, I'm a believer, but I also am like slightly in denial. I'm like, because I don't know why this is happening and what's happening and the fact that I can't handle it. Like, there's, I don't know. You're like, it's not like at that time, my grandpa did pass away and I don't have him now, but at that time I didn't have anybody that I knew that passed away. So no one was visiting me or messing with me that I knew, at least, you know what I mean? And ever since then, I just like, I'm going to fully and willingly admit, yes, I'm into horror. I will put myself in situations. I will go ghost hunting, but I'm a chicken shit. So did I remove my closet doors and leave the closet light on? Absolutely. I was like, I'm not sleeping without any kind of lights because I don't know what that's going to do. It's not going to protect me from any kind of life situation, but I need to physically see what is going on around me in this household because clearly something is starting to visit and I don't know why. And ever since then, you know, I can't remember where I heard that from. I feel like, I don't know if I talked to you about it, but I was like, if spirits attached to people or places, like I did the whole nine and I was like, detach from me. I have nothing you need. Do not follow me. Like, leave me alone. Do the whole, you know, little ritual to like rid yourself of the surrounding spirits.
Now, do you think that it was your house? Have you had anything at all before that, or have you, know?
So I asked my mom and I was like, don't think I'm crazy. You know, that whole like when you want to approach someone, like the movie set up, like no one's going to believe you kind of thing. And I was like, please don't think I'm crazy. And mother, if you're listening, I'm going to share your story for you. Don't worry. No one's going to think we're crazy. And now like no one's going to visit that house.
So, I mean, even though some people don't believe it, I do think there's a majority of people that do believe it, whether, you know, a little bit. So, I mean, you're not crazy.
Exactly. It's one of those things that they like probably tuck away and they don't want to pay attention to. They don't want to bring light to it. But when I went to her, I was like, don't think I'm crazy. I just need to know if this is happening to me or if it's this house, because things have been happening lately. And she looked at me dead in the eyes and I thought she was going to be like, you're nuts. She's like, Nicole. Okay, I'm going to say this in Spanish. She said it in Spanish, but I will translate. She's like, Nicole, a mí me pasó lo mismo. AKA for my non-Spanish followers, she's like, Nicole, the same thing happened to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what? So we have like a mother-daughter bonding. So hers was, she was sleeping and she felt like someone kept uncovering, like pulling the covers from her. So she kept looking at my dad, but my dad was complete, the way he was curled, and he snores. I mean, he's a snorer. You can hear him in the other room. Like, he's gone. He wasn't tugging on anything. And it was pulling, like, not like on a side to side motion.
It was downward, physically, like she could see it being taken off.
Feel. So she was sleeping and she felt it and she would recover and she would feel like a little tug again, like trying her life type thing. Like, you know, I want these covers off. And it wasn't like because I asked her, I was like, are you sure dad wasn't like pulling with his foot? And she's like, Nicole, it was not a side to side motion. Like, you know, when someone sweeps it from right next to you and you kind of like end up without a button. No, it was like straight down, like coming from the feet. And I'm like, okay, that's great. So I don't know. When I go and I stay there, nothing has happened. Nothing happened after that. So I truly, and that's when I look back and I'm just like, you know, was it a situational thing? Did I own something of a spirit? Did it come home with us from like St. Augustine? I don't know. Like, that's where I'm like so curious in my mind. It's just like, wants like to you know. Wanna, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you want to know, but yet it still scares you because in the moment when that stuff happens, like, it's freaking terrifying.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I don't mess with, I love horror, I do, but I'm still slightly like 50-50 because I just don't do demonic or like possessions or like anything in that realm, because then I start to feel like the devil's fucking with me, you know what I mean? I'm just like, shit, like I'm the one that's going crazy, they're gonna have to perform an exorcism on me soon. Like,
now does, you know, that fear come from, because I know we mentioned it before, like you coming from a Catholic family, because
I was raised in a faith-based household. No one ever brought up like el demonio, like not like that, you know what I mean? But I don't know, I've never actually even seen it's something, and I don't know if this is like from a past, like I don't know, but I've never even seen a movie that scares me and makes me decide that I don't do demonic. I think, and it's crazy because I think it's super real to me, which is crazy because it's a belief system as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the religious people, just like paranormal and spirits. But something freaks me out more than like fighting a ghost with something actually entering you and like fucking turning you and you having to perform some sort of exorcism, because all of these exorcisms are like based on true events.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and even though the paranormal activity too, but I just, there's something about like burning sage that makes me feel a lot more comfortable than having to go to a church and like have some priest do something to me because I'm like possessed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because at that point you have zero control over it, you know?
So I think that scares me
to
no end. And I think that's the fear. Like if things happen around me that I'm like, oh my gosh, what is this? Like, is it a spirit? Like what's happening? Am I going crazy?
Yeah.
Like, am I just, because the mind is also powerful. That's the problem. And I think that's why there's probably like psychoanalysts out there that really truly don't believe in paranormal, because the mind can hallucinate. It can create scenarios. And I think that's why it's such a debate, you know, whether it's real or not, because as soon as you're putting something in your head, you're believing it. You're creating something to believe it.
Yeah.
That's how powerful the mind is. So you can go crazy. Yeah. So I think that's why it's just such like a 50-50 situation. I wouldn't want to mess with any spirits anyways, period. But I don't go ghost hunting because I'm like, ooh, come at me, bro. Like, I don't want to hang out. It's just, I don't know, the excitement of history and learning something. And then, I don't know. Just,
curiosity itself.
It really is just curiosity.
Yeah, because it's scary, but yet your curiosity will always outweigh that. Because like you said, that one night you guys, you know, went there for hours and only one, you know, small part of it actually was active. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, but it's definitely the curiosity, because like talking about your experiences, it brings me back to like my experiences and my family's, and it's terrifying to put myself back in those positions, but I'm like, but it's not like I'm not going to not do it. Not that I'm going out there and seeking it, like getting bored in my house or anything crazy like that. No, but I need to, or if I can know more, or if I can, I don't know, then, you know, it's just, it's a lot of unknowns, and it's just.
It is. It's the curiosity of the unknown, which is crazy. You can go either way. Like, you can be terrified of the unknown, or you can, like, dive into it, because, of course, that kind of ties into, like, I believe in aliens, and I love aliens, and I rep aliens, and I think aliens are smarter than us, and they inhabit us, and they're around us, but am I going to be this chill and like, what up, dude? If he's like in front of me, he lands right in front of me, and he's ready to take over?
No.
Probably not.
Absolutely.
You know?
We know so little, and we mm-hmm. think that we know so much, though, so it's like, no, this is a definitive answer. It's like, no, we literally know nothing. We know... We know when it comes to how small we are in our universe and the time that the universe has been here, we know nothing. Like 16 billion years or whatever, and we've been here 28. It's like,
exactly.
It's like, exactly. A lot of people who are like, no, absolutely not. And it's like, okay, that's completely your opinion, but let's put it in retrospect.
Exactly. And people, I'm like, that's where I'm like, you don't have to be a believer to where you're like posting up like me and I have like freaking alien pictures on my walls and shit, but you can't be that ignorant. I mean, come on. Like, you don't have to believe in a religion. That's fine. You don't have to believe in whatever you want, but you have to believe. I mean, really, we are small planet in a huge universe of galaxies and galaxies and galaxies, literal infinity and beyond. And you're going to tell me that we are the only ones making shit happen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I guess that's what the human mind is. But then it blows me away to know that, because the human mind is so incredible and so it can do so much. And it's like, but why just kind of be like, no, that's it. Like, no, use it. And to mm-hmm. try and understand that there is just so much more, you know.
I think a lot of people want to block it too, what they just can't comprehend. Just block it. Hate on it. Block it. Don't even try to understand it or comprehend it. Like, it's easier to pretend that it's just not even an actual possibility.
Yes, because the unknown is scary. I mean, even
it is.
In a day-to-day basis, the unknown is scary.
Absolutely.
But then it's like, but yet, which is scarier? You know, being like, okay, that's it. But being completely in the dark if something mm-hmm. were to happen, or if something, you know, or kind of being like, okay, it's scary regardless, but let's, you know, let's be open-minded about it.
And, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knowledge is power. And that's why I've always been, I'm opinionated, and I also am pretty stubborn. I'm a Taurus, and I'll block myself as well to ideologies of other people, but I am open-minded enough to adapt to things that I know zero about. Like, how can I make a call on something that I truly know zero about? Unless I do the research and unless I experience stuff, like, you really can't make firm, you know, judgments or opinions really on things that you just haven't experienced or known, whether, you know, I know I shit that it's the aliens, but like even the paranormal, you know what I mean?
But I can't, I mean, this is my personal opinion as someone who has, like, you have experienced it and fully know that I've experienced it. So there is. And I can't tell you that if I hadn't experienced anything, I would be as believing, you know, and being like, no.
No, exactly. And it's not your fault. And that's kind of like anything in life, really. Like, you can't really be empathetic with people, let's say if it's a health condition, because you don't live it, so you don't know what it is, so you're just like, whatever, you blow it off. It's really anything in life, you don't really go through it, you don't understand. So like, there's extremists out there that I'll probably be like, oh, whoa, like, what are you doing, you're nuts. Like, the people that are probably like, well, no, there are these cults that are literally preparing for the zombie apocalypse, and I watch these zombie apocalypse shows, and it's awesome to know, like, what am I gonna do if it happens. But there are literally people that are out there that have everything.
Oh, yeah. And we,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And we laugh at it and like, oh my god, these doomsday. But then again, but there's like, put yourself in that position. If you, maybe they saw something, who freaking knows? Like,
but it's funny because in the movies, and I hate that I'm using the movie as the reference, but if you think about it, everyone makes fun of the nerd that studies all this shit or is like, has these collections or anything.
All those
shit goes things. To shit.
Yes.
Who do they go to?
Him. Always. Always.
They always go to the nerds. They always go to the people that were the ones that like believed in it. And they're like, help me, you know?
Funny, all the but random, you know, facts that I learned about this situation are now coming in handy.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, yeah, the paranormal is crazy, and the paranormal kind of takes you into, you know, what is the paranormal, like, what is the afterlife, like, is this at, like, you know, it's just, it's crazy. And
exactly, I'm sure there's so many different, like, I'm sure if you just Google, there's gonna be so many subcategories. If you go to a library, so many books on it. And even like I said, when I went to that, my first ghost hunting or tour, you know, when she brought up, and I wish I remembered the terminology. Anytime in the moment, I'm just in awe, and like, I will not remember it like the next day. So I wish I remember, but she did explain, and there was something about the energies, like when they meet at a certain point, when they're crossing paths, like if you're sitting on that point, which is what that building was on, that's why there's higher energy and like activity and things like that. And she was like, these are the people that actually do their research and go through it, but she did explain, like, she has gone through it. She's like, I'm not one of those people that wants to put up a tourist attraction. She's like, I have gone through these things. And so actually, because it was my birthday, and this is what's powerful about the mind, because my curiosity is so big when it comes to things like that. Like, I didn't feel scared at all. Like, yet if you put me first in a hallway at a freaking haunted house, like, I'm like, shit, I'm about to shit my pants. Because these people are coming at me. But she put me first. When we went upstairs, we went to one of the buildings on Church Street, and it was pitch black, and she's like, birthday girl, lead the way, but use your EMF reader. And you couldn't see shit. And so I'm literally just looking down, looking up, and I'm like, I can't see ahead of me. And she's like, that's okay, you know, we know when there's a wall coming up, and you'll see a little bit of a light at the end of the hallway, like, you know, just follow. And he even told us, he prepped me, and I was first in line. And they turned on, we were not at the top level, but we were at the, like, above the bar. There was, like, a little staircase. So they turned on the light, and then they turned it off right away. So when your eyes are getting adjusted, he's like, do you see me waving, like, my shadow? I was like, yes. He's like, this is what it will look like if you see a spirit. I'm like, all righty then. Let's do this. Like, you know what I mean? And so they put me first. I didn't see a spirit, but there was a calm. It was weird. I actually did think I was going to have a little bit of anxiety, I'm not going to lie, because it was my first experience and I didn't know what to expect. And these people like do this. So they're taking us to the most active places they've been. You know what I mean? And I like, it was weird. I don't know. I guess I was just so curious that it took over, that all other thoughts just completely drowned out in that moment. I was just like, I don't know. I don't think I would have known what to do if I actually saw something ahead of me. You know what I mean? Like, if I would have been able to see something.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No, I mean, that's only, and so this is, you know, Yeah, so you shared your story, and I've definitely gone through mine, but I can say that my very first one was
Experience or ghost hunting?
Experience, like, at, like, a family member's house. Like, I was 11 years old. Like, I was a child. This is before I had done any kind of ghost hunting, anything like that, like, or ghost tour, nothing. I was very young, but it's just, you freeze. Just in any situation, if you were to see, you know, anything that's terrifying or dangerous in front of you, you just freeze. I mean, at least that's, maybe some people jump into action. I don't know, but I just freaking, like, freeze. And I remember, I can still remember to this day what I saw. And, but I feel like there's different spirits out there. There's different dimensions out there. And I feel like, and mm-hmm. different dimensions show different spirits. And sometimes you'll hear,
true.
And sometimes, you know, we live in a three-dimensional world, but there's what, like 10 plus out, you know, or that's the theory, I guess. But, there's different ones because, you know, everyone sees, okay, here's a picture and there's an orb. So that's clearly a different
one
than, you know, what I saw at my aunt's house, which was like a full-fledged, like, Civil War soldier in the hallway. Like, I saw, like, a person.
I literally just got chills. And, like, you know how they say, like, when you get chills or, like, you suddenly feel cold, it's because something's with you?
Yeah.
I'm like, she's just telling a story, I swear.
No, and it's terrifying. It's literally, you know, and then I watch all these movies and you see what other people have seen as their own spirits. And it's completely different. I mean, everyone, they just, you know, come at you in different ways. And it's just, you know, I've never been one to, like, take pictures and be like, oh, there's an orb. But, I mean, I've seen them.
I did in St. Augustine. But on purpose, I was like, all right, well, this is haunted. Let's spot that, like, was haunted had so many orbs, like, unreal. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is a thing. Like, this is what they say that you'll see.
Yeah.
You know, I would take pictures of, like, the windows, you know, they're like, oh, you can see someone standing there. Never seen that. Definitely only ever seen orbs or just random, like, things like that would happen.
Here,
like,
yeah.
Fall or, you know,
hear
things or feelings.
Yeah, and I think all those different, you know, how they morph, they're just different dimensions, or this is where you catch them. I don't know. I don't even know. But definitely the first one that I've ever had that, I mean, I've always been into horror movies and I've always been into, you know, the paranormal, even as a young child, and, like, interested in it and not very scared of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that definitely, like, when that happened to me and I saw that, and I can still remember it, like,
and it sucks that was your first experience, because then it, like, sets the tone. You
exactly.
think that's gonna happen, like, every time, you know. Have you ever, actually, now that I think about it, like, it's not always been haunted, have you ever just felt like you knew you weren't alone? Like, you just feel it on your back, or you just feel like you're being looked at, and you just look behind you and you're just like, shit, I'm being so paranoid right now, but you just feel like a presence in the room that you're at, because you just, I don't know what it is. I've had that a couple of times, to, like, because I've been home alone on so many occasions and I'm fine, I'm walking the house, there's nothing happening, but there's times where I'm sitting at that computer and I, like, slowly turn around for no reason, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, that freaks me out, because I'm just like, are you here? Am I going crazy? Like, what's actually happening?
Yeah, it really, I've definitely had that. But I feel like, well, I don't know, but those times where it's happened, where I've, like, I feel something and it came out of nowhere, it's been in places where I haven't had anything before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very by itself occurrence that wasn't a place that I was scared of, or it wasn't a place that
right.
I had a negative experience in before. So it was just like, but why? I don't know. But it, like you said, having that first experience be my first experience has definitely set the tone for everything else. And, like,
yeah,
I get that kind of feeling, like you just said, to you may just turn around and be like, okay, I'm nervous. But when I turn around, I'm now expecting to see something.
To see, exactly. And exactly. You wait for it because you did. You've seen. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't.
Yeah.
That, honestly, I feel like it's, again, I'm, like, intrigued, and I guess I'm not scared, because some people wouldn't even go ghost hunting, but if I saw something, I probably wouldn't return to the premises. I don't know. I feel like running would be my option, even though that really, I don't know what that's going to do, but you can't really run, because anywhere you go, you might experience something, but, like, that would really suck for that to be, like, to set the tone.
So,
oh my gosh.
So it's funny that you said that, because, so this happened when I was really, it was before, I was probably 10, 11, around that age, and this is at my aunt's house in Tennessee, and she still owns this house, but since that occurrence, like, my family has kind of always known that Natalia, really, whenever we go visit, if she can stay anywhere else, she will. It's, you know, it's spoken about, like, when we, you know, have our ghost fires around, but it's not as you would think it is, because people, you know, it's creepy. And
yeah,
like, we always talk about, like, others, but, like, when you're in the house, you don't want to talk about those situations. I don't know.
No,
but
no, you don't want to call it on you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always like, okay, well, if Natalia can stay somewhere else, she will. But I just, like, I hadn't gone there probably in over 8 years. Like, I just hadn't visited my aunt's house or at least stayed there in so long. And now it's a huge difference from when I'm, like, you know, 18 to almost now 28 from the last time that I was there. I was like 20.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm older, and I just went back there like a couple of weeks ago, and we had a stay.
Oh, wow.
And my first time where I went back with my daughter. So,
yeah, you know,
having to stay there. And I remember every single night.
And I saw you went by. I didn't know that's where you stayed.
And that's where I stayed. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Literally nothing happened.
It's like you wait for it because it happened. You know what I mean? Like, If you want to go to the bathroom at night or you want to go get water, it's like, shit, it's going to happen. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah, no, I think my body, I'm definitely one to get up in the middle of the night and, like, get a drink of water or, like, use the restroom. Like, that's me on a nightly basis. I can tell you, for the 3 nights that I was at my aunt's house, I slept from the minute that my head hit the pillow to the morning. There was, like, some ruckus in the living room, because you were, like, I don't know. My body was like, you're not waking up. Like, we're not going through
this. I wish. I'm such a light sleeper. So, like, I'll toss and turn and I'll see the witching hour. And I'm just like, damn it.
That's you.
Go to sleep.
That's usually how I am. But I don't know. Subconsciously, my brain was like, nope. Nope.
Not happening. Like, just knock out. Doesn't matter what. Pee's going to wake. Don't be thirsty. Like.
Yes. It's just like.
Sleep through the night.
Like, there's nowhere else to stay. Like, you're just going to put up with it. But it was terrifying, because it's like. Oh yeah,
because you're going back and you're like, is he still there?
Like, I've been back, clearly,
you know.
But yeah, not staying and not, oh yeah,
exactly, like not being able to be away from the actual,
yeah, oh stuff. Yeah, no, that's chills. And oh, there's just
I know, so it gives me chills listening to you. And that's the thing, I feel like people, again, with like the stigmas, they think, oh, you're into horror, so like you're into that shit.
You're
like
asking.
You call them, you like sit with a Ouija board and you like do it. And it's like, no, there's a complete difference between entertainment and, like, me, like I've said in previous podcasts, I love makeups and I love creating. So that's exactly why I love like slashers and character makeups, because you can do so much with them. But don't tell me that I'm gonna sit here and freaking summon a demon, or I'm gonna be buddy buddy
that I want
spirits next door.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't about that life. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not twisted in that way, like, at all. There's, and I, again, people just take it lightly because they haven't probably gone through experiences. So they're like, yeah, okay. Like, people actually make it a thing, like, oh, we're going to tell ghost stories around the campfire. Ooh, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, no, bro, you wouldn't be oohing if you actually, like, went through something, like,
yeah,
at all. It's, you don't play with it at all, even if it's like light encounters and there's nothing spooky about it, but you just don't know, it's the unknown, you don't know what to expect. And I would just rather not be in that situation at all. And again, yes, I might make myself ghost hunt, but I think people also think, like,
but you
when respect- you're ghost hunting, you want to, like, exactly, that's what you said, we respect, like, you know what she actually said, you know how it's like territorial, like, you know, I'm kind of like when aliens, they're like, when they come to Earth, it's like, I make peace. Like, everyone's always like, you know, just say you come in peace,
yeah,
kind of thing. Like, you know, you know your boundaries, you know your limits. And I think people think when you're hunting, you're like actively like, I'm going to go disturb the spirits. Like, I'm going to wake them up. No, you just hold an EMF reader. You go to somewhere historic and you see if shit still lives there. Like, that's basically what it is. At least what I would want to do for it. Maybe there are people that want to, like, interact,
of course,
and, like,
yeah,
sit there and camp out and, like, do everything they can to call the other side. That personally is not my motive. At the end of the day, if I, like, we are going to go to New Orleans, we are going to some cemeteries, I'm not trying to wake the dead. I'm going, and if I had an EMF reader, I'd have it so that I can see how active that cemetery is, but I'm not the one that's literally opening up a board and, like, trying to call and, mm-hmm, and make connections to the other side. Like, definitely not what I'm about.
No, Ouija boards are terrifying. And then, and I, yeah, and I find myself confused sometimes, like, but why are you so scared of Ouija boards? Because, you know, I don't have a belief in this, you know, good, evil, you know, situation up there. But no, Ouija boards. No, there's just something because I have seen it. I don't know.
I have been curious. Not going to lie. I'm like,
I've been curious, but I never
kind of how like the movies present it, like how it all starts when people are like, oh, it's nothing. Nothing will happen. Let's just see what it does. If it like pushes our finger somewhere. I've had that curiosity where I'm like, let's just see. But I don't want to even tap into it because apparently like once you do, like that's it. So
yeah, exactly. I think that's what it is that knowing that it could be a one time, okay, you've accepted this. That's just, it's not even worth the risk. And then I was always one that I wouldn't even get. I was always very against palm reading, very against it. Just I kind of would always put it together with Ouija board. I'd kind of always, you know, put those two together as kind of the same thing for some reason. But I did it once. I did it once. And then I don't know if I would ever do it again. It was just something, it was just somewhere I was like, I don't think I should be here. Like, I shouldn't be hearing these things, or I shouldn't even mm-hmm. be trying to kind of, you know, mess with that.
I'm sketched out still about palm readings. It is another curiosity, but I am a little sketched because I've heard of both sides. I've heard, you know, people go and they're like, this chick didn't know what she was talking about. But then I've heard people that go and they're like, I really wish she didn't know those things about me because now I'm spooked. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So yeah. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't want to either because you can't go back from that. Like if I go and they're just like reading my current situation, I'm fine. But I know that there's people that are like, please tell me my lifeline, like what's going to happen or what happened. Oh my gosh, pause. Maybe I can actually get her on the podcast and we can have like a guest speaker. And I completely forgot to even tell you, and I'm not even going to tell her story, but this is a completely different realm that I didn't even know existed. And I probably wouldn't have even believed in until she played the recording. So my friend Mandy, I don't know. No, you've never met. Yeah. Was she at Spooky? I don't know. They're the ones that I did my
photo
shoot with.
I don't think.
And the one that I always do makeup with.
Yeah, I've seen you.
So the last time we did makeup, she has to tell her story because, I mean, people need to hear this. And I don't know, kudos to her. She's actually really into it. So I don't know if I could do this, but she went to one of those therapists, and I don't know if you've heard of it, where they pretty much try to tap into, they try to tap into who you were like in a past life kind of thing, to try to connect like why you feel certain. So like if you're in this life and you're like, why can't I find love? Like, why do I always shut off love? Why am I terrified of love type thing? They try to like put you under and like have you tap into like who you were and what you went through in a past life. So for me, I have the irrational fear of tornadoes. I've never been through one. So maybe in my past life, like I died in a tornado accident, like kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there's people that, again, they don't fall into the hypnosis or they wake out of it. It's whack. But she is a true believer and she let herself. She actually had to go a second time. The first time it did not work. But the second time, and she's telling us the story. And, you know, I'm like listening. I'm like, damn, that sounds crazy. But at the same time, I'm like, no way, bro. Like, no. She's like, all right, I have the recording. I'm going to find it. And I'm just going to let it play. I'm not making this up. I can't script it. She let it play. I wanted to cry because she was answering things from her past. And this opened me up to believing in the whole, I don't necessarily think it had to do with religion because it didn't touch religion in the session. Yeah. It was more so who she was in a past life, kind of like the reincarnation. And it just makes you, I don't know, man, it makes you think about life. It really does, because the things that she was saying, when they looked that up, Natalia, I'm not kidding you. I kid you not. When the therapist was saying, like answering things back, and Mandy was actually like, giving the answers, and then she went on Google, bro, it was a legitimate story that happened in like whatever 1500, I don't know, like whatever the date was. And oh my, like, because she was just giving out random names that made no sense, that she wouldn't even know from that era.
This is your friend. This is your friend talking. It's not like the other person.
No, it's Mandy. So like the therapist will ask questions like, why are you so afraid of this?
Okay.
And, or like, who is this person? What do you see? She's like, what do you see? So she was like talking about, you know, there's this man, I'm 27, someone, he died because he got hung. Like, she was telling a story.
Okay. Yeah.
She Googled it and it actually fucking happened.
Okay.
And so like, it's just the craziest thing. Like, it makes you, oh my gosh, it was, I've never heard of
that
in my life. I've never even like even thought of the ideal of like tapping into a past life. Like, I know people talk about it, but like the fact that there's actually like a session that you can, I mean, it was the most intriguing thing to listen to. Like, she cried at the end of the session when she woke back up because she's like, oh my gosh, like, what just happened? Oh my gosh, it's really incredible. Like, I don't think I would ever do it. I don't want to know. It's funny. I'm weird, man. I think I'm like, what's it called? When you contradict yourself, because I'm curious enough to dive into it. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to know.
You have your own boundary, and there's certain ones that you just won't. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that. I couldn't. I've seen, you know, documentaries, and I've read up on like hypnosis and what, but I don't think I would ever want to do that.
I couldn't either. I don't want to know. I'd rather not. Like, I'm living the life that I'm living right now, and yeah, I've got issues, but I'd rather just solve them along the way than find answers and then really be traumatized, because now I like am seriously thinking deeper about life, and I don't need to be even going there.
Bro, I'm already an overthinker. I don't even need to have that another life on
my exactly own. I'm an extremist, so like if I ever like attach to the fact that someone's telling me my own story, people, I'm never gonna let it go.
Oh my god, I couldn't. No, the palm reading was probably as far as I would go, and I think it was too far. It was definitely like I didn't ask any questions. Well, maybe I did, but I didn't ask about like my future or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was mostly him kind of giving facts at me, throwing them at me.
Without you even saying anything.
Pretty much. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was that kind. I think he gave me like 3 questions, and I think I did very vague questions. Like very vague, like, you know, will I find happiness? Kind of that
stuff. Yeah.
Because I didn't want to know specifics.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, my friend had been going there for years, and she swore by him, and it was just, you know, it was just a moment I was like, why not? You know, I've done, you know, I'm curious enough, so let's just do it. But I definitely didn't ask specific questions. So he was mostly throwing facts at me, and I can't say that any facts were incorrect, but a lot of them are kind of vague, you know, and you can kind of explain away. But there was one towards the end that he said to me, and I looked at him, and I was like, I'm getting chills. Like, I was like, how the fuck do you know that? Like,
like no one knows this. Like it's not
even possible. I barely knew the whole story. You know, like, it was something that happened before I was even born, but has to do with me. And I was like, but I know, like, I had been told that, like, a very vague, you know, story about it, but my parents hadn't told me everything.
Right.
So after that happened, you know, he basically filled in the blanks for me. Then I kind of went to, you know, my family and kind of was just kind of reassured. And I was like, how? If I didn't know, how did this person know? Like,
it makes you think, like, that's a whole other realm, like, of, like, energies and mind reading, psyche, the whole, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, my gosh. Those are just, there's so many different factors. And again,
the mind is just literally crazy. It's just.
Well, I saw, oh, man. Is it a movie that's coming out? Or I feel like I just saw a trailer on Facebook about something that's coming out, basically how you literally can control the mind to the point of like rewiring and just changing shit up. And like you can literally control, you have to control the mind because the mind could literally take over you. And it's so true. Like as soon as like any little instant, like you give it that kick that it needs of like that, whatever that active or hormone is called, forget about it. Your brain is like going everywhere. Yeah. I don't know how these people that are like, don't overthink, like kudos to you. That is not me. Like my brain goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I'm such a curious being. I really am. And I think that's why I'm so open-minded. And I have all these sides to me and things that I'm into and, you know, just
because you question strange things.
I'm that person. Yeah, exactly. Like the norm, I guess, of life. Like people just ignore it.
To kind of like, you know, just accept it. Like this is all we're gonna know. Like no, you know, there's more. You know, there's more, and you have the kind of mindset that wants to know more because your mind is capable of knowing more and could figure stuff out. And it's just, and it's, you know, I was listening to a podcast the other day just about like psychedelic drugs and how these, you know, things, you know, that aren't good for your body in a sense, but they help your brain tap into parts of the brain that you would never be able to tap into without assistance from,
mm-hmm.
you know, substances.
I believe that.
And it's, you know, it's crazy.
Chemically, yep.
Yeah. It's just, that's a whole nother, I'm not even going to go there because I'm going to start doing off with this other podcast that I was listening to at work. And then what I do for work and where I work in neurosurgery, it's, you know, on a daily basis, I have people, you know, going through what they go through. And then the brain literally is just, it's so fragile, but it's so strong at the same time.
It is, man. It is.
Part is too, and what that, but your brain is just like, it's just every single one of us, it's completely different. It's completely.
And that's what's amazing. If you think about it, like how can you not at least like believe in like the science or like, and like people that don't take advantage of, like, they're like, oh, I'm a human. I exist, whatever. Like, screw life. And I'm just like, no, dude, like explore it. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like the human just ability and just freaking just everything is just like so intriguing. I think that's why I also love, and it's funny, my mom just sent me this little meme talking about how, like, you know, she's like, I felt like this was you, I don't know why. And it's just talking about how, like, I'm introverted, but that doesn't mean I'm stuck up, it doesn't mean I'm antisocial, I'm an observer and I'm a listener. And it's so true. Like, if I'm out at a setting, it's not that I'm ignoring you, I'm not into you, I'm bored, I don't want to be there, but I am an observer and a listener because each individual brings something different to the table. And it isn't until, like, I observe and collect that I start to, like, process myself and be like, all right, now I'm going to either contribute or say my two cents or just take in this knowledge and keep it to myself. Like, I have always been that person. And I think that's why I'm just so curious, and I won't block off the fact that, you know, there is the unknown.
Maybe that's
aliens or paranormal or an afterlife or, you know, before or, you know, God or science or, you know, whatever it is, you know.
And maybe that's even why we've had things happen to us, whether they're big or small, is because our mind is truly open enough to kind of accept that what's being thrown at it.
Well, it's quite literally like Beetlejuice, where she's like, I could probably see you because I myself am strange and unusual. Exactly. So we are welcoming it.
Back to
it. So we don't block ourselves. Exactly.
Literally, she's literally everything.
Exactly. I was really taught like the other night.
When I grow up.
When I grow up, even though she was probably younger than for us
sure.
Right now.
But she totally is. She's like high school. But like, yeah. Yeah, it is. And if you're completely closed-minded to it, you know, maybe these people are getting thrown these things and other dimensions, but their mind is just completely
closed. No, they block it. They think it's something else. That's what they believe in, coincidence.
Yeah.
Nothing is a happening. Nothing is other than coincidence.
Yeah.
Everything is a coincidence. Yeah. And I'm like, no. Hearing footsteps. Like, no. It's a coincidence that you walked into this room and you disturbed a spirit and now he's like, throwing shit at you? What the fuck?
Yeah, that's no coincidence, bro. I'm sorry. Footsteps? No. Nope. You know, and yeah. It's crazy. But it's scary, though, because it's like, I do want to know, but it's still terrifying. Like,
oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Like, I sit here speaking in confidence, but I'm not going to go to the spookiest town. Like, for example, we want to go to Salem for Halloween next year. And so I just won a contest and she just told me about this hotel. Oh, what's it called? Hawthorne, possibly? I don't know. But it's like the most haunted hotel with like serious activity, but supposedly they throw like awesome parties and stuff like that. So like my girl was like, all right, well, if we're gonna go, let's go all out. Let's stay there. And of course I'm like, yes, let's do it because I'm curious. But if you pay for four nights and something happens the first night, you really think that I'm going to wait it out and freaking stay there the rest of the three nights?
Not happening. Yeah. Oh, that happened. Yeah. So
I'm not that into it. Like, I'm not the one that's going to live it and be like, yeah, keep coming at me. This is awesome. My shower just like completely turned on for no reason.
It's just,
no.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see it happen once because I'm curious, but then I'm good. Like, I'm like, all right, you live here. I'm good. You're still here. I'm peacing out. On to the next one.
Yeah, no. I mean, yeah, growing up, you know, my mom, our vacations were filled with like road trips, like up and down the coast. Like, that's what we did growing up. And my mom is terrified of it, and she doesn't watch scary movies and she doesn't like it, but she's still curious enough to take, you know, introduced us to like ghost tours and this, and then we've kind of taken it to the next level. Like, maybe a little bit uncomfortable with how far we've taken it. But no, but she's the one who kind of, you know, would take us to these old cities like Savannah that are rich in history, and Gettysburg that have lost, you know, so much, and it's, you know, attached to the land or whatnot. And we, and then, so we went to Vermont once. We drove up to Vermont, me, my mom, and my sister, and we decided to stay in the haunt, the most haunted hotel in Vermont. And like, who hears about Vermont? Like, besides if you're going, like, what? But it's this, you know, small town, old town with, you know, covered bridges, and it's beautiful. We went during Christmas, but we decided to stay at a haunted bed and breakfast. But yet it's like, when, you know, and it was called the Brass Lantern Inn, and it was super cute and it was beautiful. Nothing happened to me. My mom thinks that something kind of maybe had happened, but it could have it could easily be, you know, it could have easily been the neighbor next door making the ruckus.
Right.
So, you know, it could have been a coincidence and it could have not been, but nothing happened to me or my sister. But like, when we're booking it, we're like, we want to stay there because the thrill of it and the thought of it. But then in reality, but in my mind, I'm like, but I really don't want to see shit. Like, I really.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Exactly. My people around me, they're like, you're freaking weird. And I'm like, I don't think you understand. Like, I don't want to go into activity and just like, I'm home.
No, no.
Like, but I'm curious. Like, I'm just, I don't know, like, I guess I'm doubting, like, the other side, I guess, I don't know, I guess I'm, like, questioning them, but I, like, I just want to see what's up.
Is curiosity, our curiosity outweighs the fear. There's still fear, there, and it's, go. Like, curiosity's, like, 70%, fear's literally 69.5%. Like, it's exactly. Right there.
Exactly, it only won by, like, a little hair.
Yeah, 100%, like, it's still there, like, you know, in these... Yeah, when we did the, so then we went to Gettysburg. I think it was the same trip, was it? I don't know. Maybe. It was the same road trip that we took. We drove all the way to Vermont from Florida, and we stopped in Gettysburg. And in Gettysburg, we stayed at a normal, it wasn't really a hotel, but it wasn't really a bed and breakfast. It was kind of like this lodge that had like mini little, like mini homes, like little two bedroom, little villas kind of thing. So they're separated. And the ones that we stayed at were like at the top of this beautiful hill. They were super cute, rustic, like little mini log cabins, really cute. And then, so we decided to go ghost hunting naturally in Gettysburg. I mean, can you imagine like Gettysburg, like so much was lost there. So that was the only time that we did what you did, which was like the EMF one where you're really ghost hunting, not ghost telling.
So
that was the first one. And they take you to like these little things in downtown, and like downtown Gettysburg that used to be like, you know, stores back in the war, whatnot. Nothing crazy. Then they take us out about like 10 minutes out of town in the middle of all these battlefields that right now are still open fields and just have like statues in the middle. But one across the street had like an old white two-story house. Don't think it was a plantation. Didn't look old enough to be that, but it was fairly old. And it's right across the street from a battlefield. So it's the middle. It's literally 12 o'clock at night. There's nothing going on there. I think we went in Christmas time. So it's freezing. There's snow outside. And we're Floridian. So we go into the
house,
and it's a pretty big group, but it's a pretty big house. And it was like a three-story house. And so they literally turn off all the lights. There's no electricity in this entire house. And they like let you loose with the EMF readers, the little sticks and all those things, which, I think I had the magnetic wand. And I think my sister had like the EMF reader. And I remember at one time we went to the basement, and bro, I mean, first off, I'm not used to basements, you know, like,
I don't think I would even like, I'm afraid of like just pulling down the stairs from the attic. I don't know how I feel about basements.
Yeah. But there was a lot of people. The thing is that there was a lot of people, and naturally everyone migrated to the basement first, but I just got the heebie-jeebies and I was like, fuck this shit. So we went upstairs, and then, you know, nothing really happened. The little wands may have, you know, gone across a little bit, but nothing crazy. And then we left. So the three of us get into my mom's car, and all of a sudden we start off the car, and then we kind of just look up, you know, your windows are fogged. And as we start to pull out of the house, we literally look around. This is a big group, I'm telling you. We look around, and there's literally no cars around us. There's no one. They were all gone.
Eerie silence.
We're looking at each other, and we're like, what? Like, did we leave? Like, how, you know, you would feel like the tour guy would have been the last
one. Yeah.
No, we were completely alone. and there's no lights on the street. You know, there's like house lights, but there's not much. So we pull out and we're going down this dark, there's no street lights. This is battlefield, battlegrounds, like fields. There's nothing. And then we feel like we kind of got lost. It's literally something out of a movie theater. And I swear to God, I'm not making it up, because it literally sounds like a movie. So we're driving down this, you know, this road, you know, it's not a dirt, it's a real road, but there's no light. There's no street lights. So we're driving. We're like, we haven't seen it, but naturally it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Of course, you're not going to see anyone, but we feel like we get lost. And then, but the GPS is keeps telling us, keep going. And then at one moment we make a turn randomly. And then I feel like we were back on the same fucking road. And we're like, what the fuck? Oh, like, God. We just came down this road, but the GPS is still like, you know, just keep going. But I'm like, but the road is the same. Like, like, what's happening here? And all of a sudden, like, right as we said that, we pull into town. Like, we just randomly just got into town. And we were like, fuck? Like, are you kidding me? So then we have to go through town to get to, like, the other side of town where our, like, hotel was, like, our little log cabins. So we pull up to the log cabins, and again, it's late at night. It's Christmas time. There's no one out there. And then we get up the next morning, like checkout time, and it's dead silent. Like,
oh my gosh, it's so eerie.
We weren't, this is the daylight. Like, we weren't staying there Christmas Day. Like, I think we did Christmas Day up in Vermont. So it's after Christmas, you know, it's daylight. It's like checkout time. And there's, you know, we see cars, but there's no,
like, no activity.
There's no people around. And we're like,
it's because they all know better. Like, you guys were those idiots that come in from outside of town, and you don't know what really goes down.
Yeah, like, we see cars and whatnot, and we're like, where the fuck is everyone? And this, and nothing was like that before the ghost tour. You know, we went to dinner at, like, this really old restaurant that had history from the war, and, you know, like, held soldiers at one point, and it was a beautiful, like, so I'm like, there's people here in town, like, this is Gettysburg, right? But, like, after the ghost tour, just I don't know, it was just creepy. So then we went home, and then that was the only time I've done that. But, you know, I've done ghost, like, tours in, like, Savannah, and that has to be the creepiest city I've ever been to. But then again, I've never done New Orleans, so I'm pretty sure that's pretty freaking creepy. Like,
yeah, so I know, and I, you know, live out here now, and that's one of the things. I mean, I don't really have anyone to go with, but, you know, my girls do want to come out here. I want you to come out here, and I'd probably save it, because obviously they talk about all the plantations,
there's activity,
you know, so, and there's a lot of history. Actually, we're going to, so what I chose for us, I did a little bit of research, apparently, so we're going, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, the Garden District in New Orleans. I haven't hit it yet. Half of the reason we're going is because that's actually one of their most popular cemeteries, which people from the, unless you're into the show, you don't know, and it's so popular anyways, but it so happens that our show, the originals, with, like, the vampires and stuff, filmed a lot of their scenes at that cemetery, so we're gonna go check it out. But a lot of the houses are untouched from their natural history and structures and building, like 1820, all that stuff, and it's beautiful and it's scenic, but there's so much history, and so obviously they're going to probably tell us, you know, who died here and who still inhabits here, and, you know, all this stuff. So we're going to go hit the Garden District and go to that cemetery, and I guess we'll find out how it goes. But I know one of my friends, she, when she came to New Orleans, and see, this is different, and I feel, for me, I don't know, maybe you have a stomach for it, she definitely does, because she's doing CSI, that's her actual profession, but it's an actual museum of, like,
the death.
It's all of the, like, the suicides and all that stuff, and or the deaths that have happened, and the murders and the serial killers. And even though I watch serial killers, but, like, really, like, Jason and Freddie and Chuck,
but you haven't seen it,
you know what I mean, but, like, I don't know if I have the stomach for real life, if I can put pictures to it. Like, when I pass by a building and I hear history, it's one thing, but, like, if I go into it and, like, I'm reading it and I see the child and I see what happened, like, that right there, I don't know if I have the balls yet to go into that museum or not. But
look, that, so what exactly, because I know I've heard of one, like, my friend just went to one up in Salem, and then I know there's one in, like, LA that's, like, the Museum of Death. And I always wondered, like, what do they have in these? Because I know in Tennessee.
So from her pictures, it is just the stories and the pictures. It's kind of like scenes. So for her, it's like crime scenes. So that's why they went, because she went with her group from school. But it's literal pictured bones, you know, decayed. When you walk outside, they have the, like, they have decaying bodies so you can see what it fucking smells like.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I wouldn't want. So like you have the phase of like it's been in the sun for an hour, or it just happened, or it's been there for 3 years. Like there's different like sections. So it's literally, I mean, yeah. So like, when it comes to actual, like, this is fantasy life for me. Like, me being into horror, it's fantasy. Like, I love creating, and I don't love the actual murder aspect. You're like, ha, 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 he got 8 bodies this time. Like, yeah. No, I don't watch horror for that. It's just, like, the suspense of it and just the cheesiness of it. And, of course, you know, creature makeup to me, I'm fascinated by just where your imagination takes you. But when it comes to, like, the actual dark side of shit.
Yeah, the reality of.
Mess with that. Yeah. Like, I don't mess with that at all. So I don't think I can go into one. I honestly don't, because I've been to like bone museums and shit, or like mummified when the mummies came to like the science center and stuff like that. But as far as like seeing what happened in real. Again, I know it's stupid because I watch effects and I create this, but I know it's fake. I know it's syrup. I know it's like dye. I know it's not actual, like his brain blew up. It's a fucking balloon. You know what I mean? Like, it's still fake at the end of the day. So I just don't think I could stomach the real shit. I really don't.
Yeah, it's rough. But I will tell you that being someone who does, you know, FX and that, actually seeing it though in the flesh would, you know,
and actually, be funny for you should mention that. That's the first, and I told her, that's the advice that we got when we went to the studio. The instructor, that's what he used to do. He worked for I don't know if it was the Discovery Channel, but whenever they were doing those like documentaries of like the serial killers and stuff, and they had to reenact.
Oh, okay, scenes, yeah.
He would come in and reenact the murder scene, so he actually had to like see real wounds in order to be able to. And these are things that I learned along the way. Even something simple as, you know, bruising. He was like, "Do you guys actually pay attention to a bruise? Like, what color it turns first, and what color it looks like 7 days later? The blood when it's closer to the heart, it's darker." And when it's further away, it's lighter. Like, you actually do have to know the true anatomy of the body in order to really be brilliant in effects. And that's one of the things that I told her. I was like, actually, you are so, like, going to be a pro at your effects. Because if you're going to do CSI, I mean, you're going to see things that actually happen. And you can go and recreate that. Like, when you, like, for example, me, I'm not actually Googling images, so I'm going from imagination or things that I think it would look like, but at the end of the day, that might not even be realistic. So that's actually, it's funny you said that, because that's what he did. He was a special effects artist, and because he did that line of work, he was able to work for a show that they had to reenact crime scenes, and he would do the special effects for it. And so, like, at the same time, I'm like, ugh. I know, and he made me, because we were allowed to choose what we wanted to sculpt and run, and I wanted to do a zombie foam latex like appliance, but I wanted it to be like a really dehydrated zombie, like the eyes and everything like that. So he told me, he's like, you know what you have to do, and I was like, I was like, I don't know, like, think of The Walking Dead. He's like, no, you need to study your character. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you need to go look at pictures of like the Holocaust, like starving people in the Holocaust, to like see what their bone structures look like. I was like, shit, that's disturbing. Yeah. Like, you actually have to really pay attention, and that's why like people think like, oh, makeup is so easy. I was like, no, it's really not. Like, you if you want it believable, if you want to create a believable makeup. Now, obviously, you know, if you just don't give a shit and you're doing some sci-fi, like, I don't care thing, then whatever, you create whatever you want. But like, when you really are reenacting like all these shows like ER and Trauma and all that stuff, like, you have to get the anatomy right, and so you have to do your homework. And it's a little intense, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I can't stomach it. So I'm like, shit, I'm like a fake effects lover, because I can't even like look up the real shit.
I mean, yeah, if you can't handle it, you can't handle it. I've never done like a museum of death or a horror museum, which I feel I would love that. Like, I really, like, you know, forensics was where I wanted to be in my career, and, you know, it went somewhere else. But I did in Tennessee, right when I graduated college, and I mean high school, and I was like, okay, you know, it's time for college. I remember in Tennessee, at the University of Tennessee at that time, I don't know if it's still there, but they had what they call a body farm. And basically, you know, they're well known for their forensic program, and that's why I wanted to go there for school. And they have a body farm, and that's literally just a place that you go to see the way you know, bodies decompose in different environments, indoor, outdoor, sun, this with clothing. And it's so disturbing. And the smell is just something that you'll never forget. And it's something you can never even fathom unless.
Oh my gosh.
It's something completely indescribable.
I don't know if I have that in me.
But I mean, yeah, the human body in completely different situation that just looks completely different. And yeah.
And you have to know these things. Like if you want to do a body that's been underground for a certain amount of time, have bugs started to, you actually have to do homework before. Like people are just like, oh, makeup is cool, like let me just do this. And it's like, no, like if you're trying to create like a dead body or gunshot wound, or you have to think of the things like, okay, how big was the bullet, did it hit skull, did it hit this, did it ricochet this, did it, you know, like what did it pierce through, what muscle is there, what group of nerves is there, like you have to really know.
The bugs is what always got me, like whenever we got to like an area where like it was just maggots and infest, like that stuff. I was like, nope, I'm out. Moving on.
And it's, yeah, I'm not necessarily forensics, but when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with life, one of the things that, of course, I was always intrigued. So I thought, because of the whole like effects thing and just where my dad was at and just my curiosity, and I'm kind of like an investigator, obviously, like, you know, when it comes to like social media or finding things or researching things or like, you know, I don't know what. And so I'm like, I kind of wanted to go into behavioral forensics. And my dad was like, you do realize that you have to be able to stomach stories if you're going to be dissecting these criminals and like trying to get shit out and like look at the history. And like, you were literally going to be able to sit there when they tell you how and why they fucking like raped that child and killed that person and this and that. And I was like, shit, I was like, I don't even think I could do forensics, but I can't even see it, let alone hear the stories. I'm like, damn it, how am I supposed to do like my legitimate research when I want to like recreate and work with film? You know what I mean? Like, these people do their homework, you know, on like real, and it's a little like disturbing, but very, that's what disturbing creates the entertainment for everyone, you know?
People do some very disturbing things. And I think that's just part of, it goes back to the mind. Is like, I love true crime, and I'm, you know, I will sit here and watch hours long of documentaries. And there's this podcast, the one that I sent you, the last podcast. It's intense. I feel like if you can't stomach stories, like, you can't. I mean, they go into graphic detail, and it's not like I'm, you know, I'm not back here like cheering on the serial killers who do this and put children in. No, absolutely not. But it's
the whole, like, the brain, how the brain works. No, I understand that side. And I think that's why I'm kind of intrigued, because I can sit here as a human myself and know how to stop myself, and I'm able to stop myself with certain things, but it's crazy to go into the mind of someone that's ultimately sick. And it's like, all right, their brain is wired this way. Is it chemically? Like, did the parents do drugs while they were in the womb? Like, there's so many playing factors. So like, to study the mind and the brain, because I just watched my friend Dahmer, so like Jeffrey Dahmer's story or whatever. Favorite. And like, kind of how he started off with like skinning animals and like decomposing them, and just like, he was fascinated with like just that and like bones and things like that, and that's when it turned into like everything else. And it sucks though, because like, when you're into this and you actually like watch this stuff, you kind of start to like analyze real life people, and it's like, if you're that cold with a dog, I don't know, you could probably kill a person, just saying.
Yeah, but it's in Dahmer's and a really good example to someone who was, you know, yeah, he did some fucked up things in his childhood, but he was pretty normal, you know.
And exactly. He became popular. He hung out. He you know, was active in school and did his thing. And in the end, like, even had a little girlfriend going on, and the popular kids tried to be cool with him, but then him himself turned into like, well, for I saw the Young story. I know like the other story is coming out, but I saw the one where like, I don't know, that blonde guy, something Ryder or something like that, Riker. I don't know what his name is. He played like the young Dahmer or whatever. I'm like, growing up,
Ritter. Yeah, maybe
something. I don't know, but it's crazy to like, I don't know. Just I could do it, but I know that I can't do it. But I don't, like, I'm okay. I'm not defending any criminals ever, and any serial killers or anything like that. But I'm just talking about, like what's intriguing about the mind, like the mind, whether it plays tricks on you, whether you control it, whether you hear things, whether you oh, like that movie Split, the seven personalities. Oh, yeah. Like that's a thing.
No, these people, you know, I mean? These people who do this, their mind is not, and exactly like you said, it's not defending them, but I can tell you that their minds are not normal.
You're not for you to be able to like turn into something else, seven different things, yeah. or even to commit a crime and feel nothing, yeah. feel nothing and no remorse, no, and enjoy it, enjoy the pain. And actually that is the sickness, because I've even seen like a documentary where they actually give you advice, and if you're about to be raped or something like that, if you don't fight back, they don't want you, they will let you go. That what they, the thrill that they get is when you fight back. Oh my gosh, it's like the Predator. The predator. If you don't have a weapon in your hand, he'll leave you alone. Yeah. But when you want to fight him, he's coming.
Yeah, because he's scanning. Yeah, no, it's yeah, no. So it's intriguing to know that someone else who's just like you, you know, childhood or their upbringing was, you know, clearly very different. But you know, they still, you know, they're made up of the same things as you, and their mind was able to go somewhere else because of whether they had a bad childhood or whether they didn't, you know.
And this is exactly why, you know, people really need to break the stigma and create awareness for mental health. Now everyone with all the suicide going on, they're like, oh my God, but they seem fine. Like, you never know. And that's why you also don't want to piss off the wrong person, because just because they look like they came from they were honor students and came from a rich family,
Ted
like
Bundy.
That doesn't mean
shit. Just say Ted Bundy is like he was the poster child of, like, he was this good looking guy.
Yeah, isn't that who Zac Efron's gonna play, yeah. or something like that?
Yes, I mean, yeah. He was, yeah. Ted Bundy is like the number one. He was literally the one, you know, that, you know, I'd swipe right on Tinder for.
That's sad. I know, it is so scary to think of. I know, and it sucks because like nowadays you just don't know, so you kind of like judge, and I don't want to, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, are you a serial killer? Like, I don't even know if I should meet up with you right now. Yeah, like, no. You know, but it's so true.
It is terrifying. And then sometimes, yeah, the mind makes you do, and it makes you believe, and it just, yeah, you know.
Oh. And that's why I am a firm believer, like, people should not be embarrassed to get help if they need help, because if you can't do it on your own, like, it's better to get help and whatever, be embarrassed, get over your pride, absolutely. Than to either end up dead or end up in jail because you
can't. Absolutely. And a lot of people, I was talking to someone at work, and they were much older than me, but they were kind of blown away at how much interest I showed into all these true crime documentaries and like knowing, and she's like, but you know, these are awful things that people did. And how could you hear about a child getting raped and this, or a woman and this guy that, you know, made, you know, like outfits out of, you know, human skin. And it's like, you know, it's disturbing and it's really sad. And sometimes, you know, it gets me emotional. Sometimes it makes me, you know, be a much more helicopter parent with my child. But yeah. Again, it's also very educational. Not like I think that anyone I know would ever turn into an Ed Gein or anything like that. But, you know, it's educational to know, like, damn, like, you know, these things, it's what led up to this. And, you know, like,
no, it's so true. You have to be able to be that person if you want to see warning signs. Again, it's not necessarily, it's kind of like a thin line between like judging and like kind of recognizing things, because I worked for a psychiatrist's office, and one of the things I learned, I never knew existed. I thought you either acted on it or you didn't, but there were normal human beings, normal. When I say functional human beings, society, parents, full-time jobs, I mean, decent, you know, middle-class people. And it's like, I think it's called obsessive compulsive thoughts or something, where you literally think of doing bad things. You don't do them, you don't want to actually carry them out, but you can't stop thinking. I think one was like, she just thinks and dreams of just killing all the cats, like just any cat, yeah. is like just strangling, yeah. just like just wants to like rip them to shreds, like those are her
but yet she still has enough in her brain so she doesn't do it.
To like shut yes. it off. Exactly. And it's like something, oh my something gosh, tells it is her. Like the craziest thing ever. Like,
and there's people that have that, but then they don't have the part of the brain that tells them no. And that's who our serial killers are, and that's who our, you know, H.H. Holmes is, and all those crazy people. And it's just, you know,
what makes me and you different than those people? Some of them, yes, they had very bad upbringing. Some of them, yes, they showed signs they were sociopaths from the very beginning. Some people literally, no, there was nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, they just, something just happened and it just snapped. And they at that moment, they're like, all right, this is what we're going to do. And, yeah. And it just, it happens. And it also, I feel, helps me be a little bit more aware of my surroundings when I'm outside and when I'm
I used to like not even take into consideration like pissing off the wrong person. I would just run my mouth, and now I just don't even like, I don't judge, or if I judge, it's judge in silence. I don't even like question anyone. I'm just like, you know what, like to each their own. I'm going this way. I don't need to even create anything, because who knows if you are literally in the back of your mind like planning something when I go out to my car. Like,
yeah. No.
You these days, and it sucks, and it really sucks, but you never know. And I think one of the problems too, which again, it comes back down to like us contradicting, because again, you want to hear these podcasts and you support it, but the more we glorify these things, like the more these sickos are like, fuck yeah, I want my life. I want my 30 minutes in Hollywood. Like, you know, and it's just, it's a crazy, that is it's a crazy, crazy world.
That's definitely the downside. You have your, you know, Son of Sam who was writing to the press. Absolutely. And it's like, we don't want to glorify them, but we want
to tell the story for awareness. But at the same time, you have these people in life that are obviously going to do something else with that. Like,
there will always be someone who ruins it for the rest. That's just human beings. That's just the world we live in. That's just,
exactly.
But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. We live in a very, crazy world. A lot of, you know, and
the song says mad world.
It is. And it's just, there's just so much out there that we don't know. And there's just so much out there that, you know, so many people, you know, if you just kind of open your mind a little bit and willing to educate yourself, you know, like with mental illness, like you said, a lot of it is just uneducated, you know, ignorance that people are just, they want to know.
Just because you have an issue, you're already damning them to hell. Like, if people only knew, like, I suffer from mental illness, whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, like, I've never had dark thoughts, I want to kill someone or something like that, but I've definitely been frustrated with life and I'm over it. And you wouldn't even think that, because at the end of the day, I really do love life. Like, I'm open-minded and I love enjoying life and I love the people around me. And I would consider myself a happy-go-lucky person, but then I have this funk that I go into. And like, I think people are scared to like even admit anything because they're looked at as like, oh, you're crazy. Or, oh, you
like, it's black and white, but it's not. Nothing is black and white, and especially not mental.
That's why all these people are so like shocked when like Robin Williams took his own life and like all these suicides happened. They're like, but what? But he was so normal. It's like, no, shut up. Like, it has nothing to do with normal or not normal. Like, it's not even about that. It's like the freaking mind power. Like, it's the mental health is like, it could be anything, man. Anything. It sees no shape, color, person, sex, religion, nothing. Like, it does not discriminate at all.
It doesn't. No.
You used to think back in the day, like, people like, oh, emos, goths, and all black, they're devil worshippers and they hate life. Yeah. Like, you know, they were categorized that. But these days, you have, like, you know, your mom of the household, freaking whatever, I don't know, holding it down in corporate world too. And she's the one that's literally plotting out like crazy shit. Like, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
you never know.
Literally never know. You literally, just like you said, you know, when you're out and about, you know, you're like, you know, I don't want to piss off the wrong person. And that goes, you don't know what that person's going through, whether it be in their day and their head, what they're going through inside their brain. You know, it just, you know.
Exactly. Wrong place, wrong time too. Cause I know when my blood boils, I black out. Not to the point where like, oh my God, did I just kill someone? What did I just do? Not like that, but like, I'm so heated that like, I don't want to bother anyone, but if I'm at the store and someone like says the wrong thing, I might be a bitch and I might snap. You know what I mean? Like, you just, I don't know. You literally never know. It's not that you have to tiptoe around in life, but I think that's why people really just need to focus on themselves and better themselves as humans and whatever they believe in. Like, like your belief system, whether it's God, whether it's aliens, whether it's, you know, paranormal, whatever, like you can educate. Knowledge is power. I'm a firm believer in that. And if you want to be open and receptive to like learning new things, awesome. But these people that like try to like damn you to help you don't believe in their system, those are the people that I think are like ridiculous and need to chill out. I think everybody like does needs to do their part in life and, you know, whatever, stick to themselves and, you know, I don't know, just don't worry about yourself. And, you know, if people want to join you, awesome. If not, don't worry about it. Like, don't stress out about it. Don't kill nobody.
Yeah.
Don't, like,
it's that easy. I know. It is. It's a big world out there. It's a big universe out there. And, you know, everyone's just different. And, you know, there's just.
We're not brought here to be the same. That would be in unison. That would be boring. There's a reason that all these different categories and things in life exist for people to explore. And whether you're into it, awesome. If not, like, this is one of the things that it kind of goes back to the whole, like, when we talked about the episode that pisses me off when people judge. And, like, if you're not into something, okay, cool. There's like, no, that person's not harming you. Like, move on. Yeah,
exactly. We're
like, go. Do you, then fine, go do what you're into then. Like, leave that person alone. If you're not, at the end of the day, if you're not harming anyone, that's my thing. Like, if you're obsessed with murder and then you're plotting, then okay, no, I really want them to find you and lock you up. Yeah. But yeah. If you, like, are obsessed with it and you're actually, like, a decent human being, then why am I going to judge you? Like, why am I going to think things? Like, I don't need to think anything. You're not giving me a reason to think anything, you know?
Exactly.
But that's not how life works. There's a lot. That's not the world we live
in. Yeah. And... yeah, we'll be here. We'll stay weird. We'll stay
forever and ever. And the older I get, it's funny. I change. I never thought I'd be the person to grow out of certain things. And the older I get, like, I change certain things. But the one of the things that's like actually standing out more is just my weirdness. I'm like, you know what? No, like, I'm planting my feet in the ground when it comes to that, and I'm actually becoming less of a closet weirdo and like just embracing.
Exactly. Weird. As you get older, you embrace it more, and you kind of, you're not gonna put up like, this is who I am. And you get to a point where you know, as you get older, at least for me, as I've gotten older, I give less fucks. Like.
Exactly. No, it's so true. It's like, I don't know why, and it's funny, and like, our parents told us all the time, don't worry about what people think and who cares, and, you know, peer pressure, blah blah blah, but like, we were people pleasers trying to fit in or do whatever with our little cliques when we were growing up. And but it's so true, like, you came into this world alone, you're gonna die alone. I mean, not technically, you know, you have your family and your parents and stuff like that, but you are you as a being individually, like, you know, you are the one who is living your life. And yeah, you have these social factors and these influencers and your parents and things like that, but it's ultimately, at the end of the day, you are doing you, and it's up to you to like live and figure out what you want. Like they say, no one else is paying your bills.
Yeah.
And even if they were, like, they can't really tell you how to live. Like, yeah, you are you. Like, yeah. No one can tell you otherwise. And again, unless you're like, okay, if I'm out here plotting to kill and you guys are like, Nicole, we really need to take you in. And I'm like, no, fuck you. Then yes, take me in. Not like that. I'm saying, like, when you're like harmless and you're just into different shit, you know, you don't got to worry about anything.
Yeah. You know, only you can make yourself happy, and you have to make yourself happy first, and you have to follow what you're into, and don't, you know, yeah. People will always judge, but you know what? Those are the people who aren't seeing our post.
Exactly. But are they going to be here a year later? Are they going to matter? Are they going to be around? Like, when I go to the store and I'm like a huge graphic tee person, and if I'm wearing like my horror characters or like my weird shit, like, I'll get the looks. Like, I'm a girl. But it's like, am I going to see you ever again?
No.
Do you have to stand next to me? Am I about to go to your house? Am I walking into your church dressed like this? Like, why? What is you looking me from head to toe like gonna do for you? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Do you want my shirt? Is that why you're looking at me? Here, Hot Topic. That's where I got it. Like, I don't know. You know, but I don't care. You know, whatever. Yeah. No such thing as age appropriate. I mean, I'm a decent human being when I gotta be. I'm proper at the dinner table. I dress the occasion. Let me be weird. Like, just if I want to go ghost hunting, let me go ghost hunting. I'm not hurting you. I'm not hurting anyone around me. So
yeah, just keep the Ouija boards far away.
Exactly. Yeah. No. Yeah. I won't. No. And that's another thing. Like, my friends are not into it. Like, other than you and like Mandy and Adelcy. Like, I have my friends that, you know, we're into the same stuff, and obviously those are the ones that I will do that stuff with. But I'm not sitting here making my best friend that hates horror like, oh, screw you. You don't like Chucky. We can't be friends.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So that is what it is. I love how we start off as ghosts and then like end up in murder and then circle back around to life.
I guess it's, yeah, ghosts, paranormal, murder, true
aliens,
kind of in the same weird realm.
Semi-ish.
So, yeah, we could totally do one on true crime. I don't know. Maybe I'm way more in. I mean,
you'll probably be able to touch more. Okay. I mean, I've heard, you know, a couple of things, and I've seen documentaries and things like that, but I don't think I have enough to dive into. So if anything, I'll be like one of your extra listeners, and you'll just be dropping knowledge on everyone, including me.
It's just fascinating. Yeah, I was always that girl who like after school would go home and like watch Unsolved Mysteries.
See, and my parents are those people. So like, I think my parents would probably have more to talk than I would, because it's actually, now that I think about it, when I would go home or like any their nighttime shows or anything they would watch, it was always something crime related or like the documentaries they would watch or like anything. And I'm just like, I don't know, man, at this rate you guys are either serial killers or you're planning to be, because holy shit, you guys really just watch this stuff.
Like, if we wanted to do something, we've watched enough that we know to get,
we know how to cover our tracks.
We know everyone's mistakes. Jeffrey Dahmer needed to have a bigger house.
Like, oh man,
I mean, yeah, definitely. So here's episode 4. Hopefully we don't take as long of a hiatus. Hopefully we're back soon.
At least we can aim at 4 like once a week, possibly. Yeah, maybe. I think I don't know if that's doable. Overachieving. I feel like that's super realistic, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we can kind of, you guys can write to us. For those that stuck around, thank you. We love you for your time.
God.
Or if you paused us and you pressed play later on, we also love you. We understand that an hour and a half is a bit much, but it's okay. It's entertaining. And I hope we either drop knowledge on you and now you want to go ghost hunting, or maybe you believe and you're like, oh my gosh, that happened to me. I don't know. You can write to us, tell us what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. I don't know. But maybe we can like start out, like if we do once a week, we can just kind of like, if we heard anything of that week, if we saw any kind of previews, or I don't know, just kind of like, how'd your week go? What'd you do? Or I don't know what. And then we'll just come up with topics along the way. Yeah. I know one thing for sure, and I don't know if it'll be the next one, because I have to see, since, you know, we don't have Blockbuster, I have to see, I have Amazon Prime, I have Netflix, we have DVDs. So, and we have that, like, the little box that kind of works sometimes, but kind of doesn't. So, I'm trying to catch up on Predators and Alien vs. Predator.
Okay.
And I definitely want to do a podcast on that, because I did not know it was a thing. Well, obviously, it was a thing, because Alien vs. Predator, duh, you're going to pick a side. But we already know whose team you're on, and we don't have to reveal anything. We can watch the preview and for the one that's coming out now in September. And we can talk about Alien vs. Predator.
Yeah,
and
definitely. Yes, I think
we
can make it. We can definitely do it.
And I don't. I don't know if that'll be the next one, because I don't know if I'll be caught up by next week. So maybe it could push out 2 weeks. I'm gonna try. I'm making it a thing. Like today, I was going to watch the second one, but I ended up watching a different movie instead. But I want to like, and it's not that many. There's not that many Predators. Is that many aliens? I don't know. I haven't checked.
Yeah, there. I think there's more.
I literally just have to watch 2 more Predators, and then the Aliens, and then Alien vs. Predator, which is 2 of them. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So it shouldn't be too many.
Good. It's good. Definitely. We'll get to that, and we'll be back with episode 5 soon enough.
Yeah. So thanks for listening.
Oh, boy, and I feel like this was the most, like, least prepared one, but yet it was.
But look how it is. And again, it's because we actually had content, like, from our experience. And again, we're excited about this stuff. Once we get talking, man, you can't really stop us.
Yeah.
But again, hopefully, either, you know, someone's out there like, oh my gosh, I feel like you've gone through that. Or maybe now you're open and you might go check out your local.
You're on the fence. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, but definitely, we're all pro ghost tour here. So if y'all are ever on the fence about going on, do it. Do it.
No questions asked.
Yeah, it's just, do it. You know, life-changing. You'll be stuck. It's like tattoos. Once you get one, you keep coming back. Ghost tour.
I know. Speaking of, I have like 5 more I want to do.
Literally. Every single town I go to, like I go to a new town, I'm like, do they have ghost tours?
Oh no, seriously. It's happening, because they have history. Everywhere has history, and it's fun to listen to. I know people usually think history is boring, but no, like it's Maybe we could do like a history episode. I don't know, because history is really interesting. Like, even though when you're in school and you're like, oh my God, this is so boring, but like, it's actually really interesting to see where we come from. Like, you know what I mean? And like, just the history of certain things. And I think that's why I love talking to like my grandma and grandpa. Well, my grandpa's no longer around, but I loved hearing the stories, because just the way life has progressed and changed, and hearing how they used to do it. And so like, when you go to these places, like, I know I sound excited, and I know history to a lot of people is so boring, and they don't appreciate like the you know, architecture of these buildings that haven't been touched since the 1800s and things like that. But like, if you really think about it, you know how many years that is, and like all of the things that have like happened and come and gone through this structure. Like, it's fascinating. It really is.
Yeah. No.
But anyways, we can probably save that for like another episode, because we could literally be here for like hours and hours, but we will cut that in half.
Yes, definitely. We'll come back. We'll come back soon. So
separate it, and maybe we'll take a poll after some people listen and see if they want us to touch up on something that we spoke about or completely go somewhere else.
Yeah. I hope that we start reaching a little bit more. Now we're like on Spotify, which was like mind blowing, and we're on Stitcher, and we're on so many, and I'm like, oh my God. So
you're listening.
I know. It was like, oh my God, I'm on Spotify.
I hope we like live up to the expectations of our description. I hope we're like fun enough to keep y'all drawn in. Or we're probably rambling, because we can keep rambling. I don't know. Just hit us up.
Yeah.
Let us know if there's something you want to hear more about. Again, there's two of us. So if you want to individually, you know, Natalia is a true crime, hit her up. We both have access to the account, so just let us know specifically, this is for Natalia, this question's for Nicole. And yeah,
yes,
we'll be back for the next episode.
Girls. So yeah. All right. So everyone have a good night, and I hope you enjoyed episode 4.
Yes. Good night, and stay weird.
All right. Bye.
Bye.